Hi, and welcome to today's Reflective Podcast. I'm Christina, and I'm excited to take you on a journey through a critical and personal issue, barriers to education access for ethnic minority groups in Vietnam compared to the majority ones. In this discussion, I reflect on my values and attitudes, connecting them to the key concepts and theories such as Bourdieu's capital theory, equity, meritocracy. To guide this exploration, I'll use Gibbs' reflective circle, 1988, a structured framework with six stages: description, feelings, evaluation, analysis, conclusion, and action plan. Let me start by sharing my core values and attitudes to such the issue. According to Wells and Kobachaki, 2020, equity refers to the concepts of fairness and justice in the distribution of resources, opportunities, and privileges within a society. Unlike equality, which treats people the same regardless of their starting point, equity focuses on giving individuals what they need to reach an equal outcome, considering their unique circumstances. And my values here is a deep commitment to equity. I believe that education should be available to everyone as accessible in a way that addresses systematic barriers. Fair access to education is a basic human right, as highlighted by the United Nations SDG4. Everyone, no matter their background, deserves an equal opportunity to learn, grow, and succeed. Moreover, my attitude has changed over time. Honestly, at first, I felt conflicted and frustrated. I seemed unfair that there were many policies supporting ethnic minorities while I had to work harder to achieve opportunities. However, as I learned more about the realities of these inequities, my perspective has shifted. Now, I have become more empathetic and inclusive in my approach. As a member of the King majority, my understanding of these disparities has changed over time. I will share how my views on policies for ethnic minorities and my understandings of equity have evolved. From Vietnam, Ministry of Education and Training 2013, one policy, Decision 66/2013 QDTTT, provided financial support for ethnic minority students from poor or near poor households, covering tuition fees for those who passed the university entrance exam. I remember vividly being a final year high school student preparing for the exam. I was determined to succeed through my hard work and perseverance. I believe strongly in meritocracy, the principles that people should be rewarded based on their efforts and achievements, according to Sandel 2010 and Smith 2012. However, I had no financial support and had to work incredibly hard just to afford the tuition fees for university. This made me feel like meritocracy was being overlooked and disregarded. I felt that ethnic minority students were getting benefits that they hadn't earned. At that time, I saw these policies as unfair. To explain this further, Dranfell 2024 highlights how Bourdieu's theories of capital and habitus offers valuable insight. Individuals have different types of capital, including economic, like financial resources, cultural, like knowledge, education, and skill, and social, like networks and relationships, which they use to navigate society. ethnic minority students may lack the cultural capital needed to succeed in an educational system that favors the dominant group. Their habitats shaped by their life's experience may not align with the expectations of the educational system, making it harder for them to succeed. As a keen student, I unknowingly benefited from cultural capital that matched the dominant educational system. My background gave me a familiarity with the Vietnamese curriculum and its expectation, which helped me navigate the system in an easy way. In context, ethnic minority students often don't have this alignment. Their cultural capital may include knowledge and practice valued within their own communities, but not within the formal education system, creating barriers to their success. Looking back, I realized that while I worked hard to achieve my goals, I started from a position of quite privilege compared to ethnic minority students. My resentment came from the misunderstanding of meritocracy itself. According to Rawls 2005 and Sandor 2010, meritocracy assumes that people are rewarded based on their abilities, but only if everyone has the same opportunities. At that time, I just focused on individual effort and believed that success should depend solely on personal hard work. For ethnic minority students, the lack of cultural and economic capital means they can't compete on equal footing. Policies like tuition fee reductions supporting these students are not acts of favoritism, but necessary steps to level the playing field. However, these policies can't address the isolation a student feels when their language, traditions, and experience are invisible in the classroom. To deal with this problem, there's a method which is culturally responsive teaching. Is it a method that is crucial for creating inclusive and meaningful learning environments by integrating students' cultural backgrounds and lived experience into teaching practice, according to Abelas and Moser 2024. This method makes education relevant and engaging, improving motivation, academic achievement, and empowering by connecting students' identities in the curriculum, according to KCON 2023 and GAY 2018. Moreover, Bliss, Yu, and Claude 2020 said that it also fosters critical thinking, social action, and empathy. And last but not least, culturally responsive teaching directly challenges harmful cultural norms such as early marriage that limits ethnic minority students' educational engagement and encourages educators to reflect on their biases and teaching practices. Despite its benefits, Slater 2012 argued that implementing culturally responsive teaching faces challenges like misconception, limited research linking culturally responsive teaching to improved outcome, and resistance from dominant groups. Overcoming these barriers requires educators to develop cultural sensitivity and incorporate students' cultural context in teaching, according to Stoicory 2002. By doing so, educators can create equitable learning environments that empower marginalized students, having this more systematic inequities and promoting a more inclusive society. All in all, my journey of understanding equity in education has been transformative. I've moved from a narrow view of meritocracy to understanding of the deep-rooted inequalities that prevent many students from competing on equal terms. By drawing on theories like Bourdieu's capital theory, equity, meritocracy, I've come to see the importance of policies that compensate for barriers while advocating for broader changes that address the root causes in inequality. Through the application of culturally responsive teaching, I hope to contribute to an education system where every children, every student have the opportunity to succeed regardless of their background. Thank you for listening to today's reflection.